Hello, we're back. Series 2, episode 1.
Oi, oi!
Scruffs Podcast, take it away.
Yay! Is this it? We're back.
Aye.
Good.
Yep. Rolling. Is it good?
Oh,
less of the burps this series, eh?
Last season on Scruffs Podcast.
Podcast.
Podburst.
Little podburst.
2 minute podburst.
Just, he wasn't having a wee.
Fucking Illuminati.
No, that
don't analyse it because it'll use spoil the magic.
Man loses 7 stone after seeing himself on Google Map.
Well, that's about as cryptic and poignant as I get.
Oh. Don't do it again, I'll shit myself.
Bell on you.
What?
Why just are you fat. Fucking tea all over it. I tell you, the truth, this hasn't worked as well as I fucking thought it would have.
Good night. Good times.
Come on.
Bring a sex line.
No! This is an all-time low.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
It's going to be big.
Pardon.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, there's a local family in Benwell gets this week's roadkill.
Dream, wait, dream. And obviously there's only one way to go.
Maybe he's humped a little pillow.
I was so indignant by this stage that I neglected to get rid of the syringe, which was only had Guinness in because I was hiding from a real psychopath.
Half cartoon, half real, it's good.
Oh yeah, let's do this.
Well, we've done other facts though.
Booyaka, sha-sha-sha.
Can everyone just stop for a second? Right, listen. Everyone, I need everyone, everything you do.
Everyone in the band.
Everything has to revolve around Rick.
Oh no, there's no spiritual message in there, nothing.
You know what I mean?
Right,
it sounds like real life, it sounds like porridge or something.
Bam!
And I went.
Well, let's get straight into this woman's vagina.
Let's
now.
Crash on.
I'm gonna perform a little search for you, you gotta. Oh.
And up there, stick his finger up the ass because of me twisted testicle.
Oh, look. This is a catchy little jingle. Listen to this one, guys.
Bum ring.
Nah.
It's all fine though if you sing it.
It really didn't go well. So, I don't want to divulge anything now, but it went badly.
And I drop kicked it right out the garden and smashed it through the next door's bedroom window.
So close to Easter.
He said, I would happily pay £300 to suck you off.
You're saying that the cats were cat gay piss?
Cats are
I did have a fantasy of weighing on a Wonder Woman.
Is this a dream or is this like a fantasy or a drawing you've made?
A dream and a fantasy.
It started as a dream.
It started as a dream.
I never thought it could turn to piss. Yeah. Good night.
Sorry.
Bye. Hey, here we are then. Did you miss her?
No. Oh, me?
No, not you. I know you didn't miss us. The listeners, I almost said the fan. The listeners.
The listeners.
Yeah, we're back. We've got a packed show coming up.
Brand new features.
Everything. Oh, yes.
All brand new features, never ever been seen before. We've got tunes from all sorts of people. We've got tunes from Rick, Gremmy the Nuke, You Call Me Sir, Zeus, Rex Regis featuring Baron Von Alias,
woo!
Three Kings High.
Wow.
You did that. Three Kings High.
Higher than a motherfucker.
I know.
Let's kick it off with a tune from Rick Fury, our very own. Do you want to introduce it, Rick?
Yes, it's a new song. It's called Chow Young Fat, and it's going to be on Fist of Fury.
Which we're all totally looking forward to.
Coming
soon.
Here we go. Chow Young Fat. Rick Fury.
What? Super duper little iron lion man. Ready? Let's go! Well, yeah, it's Ricky, I'm high and silly, rolling up the Thai chili, son, give us a light quickly. Finally, I'm hotter than high, I don't need a 9 milli, I'm a fucking liability, what? And I'm still underground, you dumb twat, call us Chow Young Fat, but without the gun clapping, bound to fucking happen. Ricky ripping the jigger track, I'm bringing back a million bags of illy smack from Syria. Smoke the roach and then flick it in slow motion, so these pricks won't know when I'm kicking the doors open. I'm like a backpack rapper with a Uzi. Kids come and goin', but no one's fucking with Fury. Shit, pop a witch doctor. Yeah. Show you how to roll. roll a split prop. I blitz trees like Van Damme in Kickboxer. And I sip Fosters and neck crazy pills. I'm blatantly ill, but it isn't gonna pay any bills. So I'll just take the till, tell him call Apollos on his son. It's not bothering us, cause they're always following us. So holler at us, I'm honestly not the full shilling. Sitting on the top of the time bridge, so come and get us.
Well, that was a good one, eh? What do you think?
Hey, I was meant that. I've seen him do it live.
That's what I meant. I've done it live loads, so it's sort of all
right. Old hat to you.
It's not been recorded, though.
Old hat to you, but you know, the listeners, they have that shit, a lot of them. Lazy cunts, so we'll get themselves out. You know?
So it's also on the free download, isn't it, for the mixtape from
Schneid Clothing
as well.
I don't know what the deal is. You think if you buy some in, you get it for free, or
well, that's not.
I think if you buy something, I think you purchased it in the
go on SchneidClothing.com. Buy a hoodie or a t-shirt, mm-hmm. and you'll get a little promo CD that promotes the Fist of Fury that's coming soon.
That's better. That's
what I said.
Meant.
That's what I meant.
That's kind of what you said.
So anyway, we've got all new features. Obviously, you know, being away, you know, what, 6 months or something now.
Been a while.
So we've been, you know, we've been working on a few. We've had a few ideas. So here we go. All new features. We're gonna play the jingle for the first. Up to.
Who did that? It's not the same. It's similar. Would you disagree that it was similar?
What are you been up? Look, let's just run into it. Rick Fury, what are you been up to?
I've been up to, oh, loads of, where do I start?
At the beginning.
Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start.
I've been doing me Fist of Fury.
That is horrible.
It doesn't even make sense. Why is he? It's not even rude.
Right. It's taken him the 6 months to build up to the fist because he's not that tight.
Doing me fist? Nah. I've been recording my album. It's nearly finished. Very, very nearly finished.
Oh, can I just quickly? I had a Courvoisier Jack Daniels incident, right? Okay. Left alone with a computer and a phone. You know what I mean? At like 2:30 in the morning. So anyway, you know, it's a long time ago. So anyway, massage things, and you know, he's phoning for you. Well, you know, later on, you can anyway, that never come off, let's say. Cheap phone sex, typed in 35 pence here.
Now we're talking.
Undid the fly, then dialed. I don't want to waste money, you know what I mean?
So
it's this Scottish lass, and she's like, oh, you dirty boy, I know.
No, she knew you.
So anyway, we were talking for a bit, one thing led to another, and that, and I'm going to put my fucking finger in your arse, you fucking like that, don't you? And I was like, right, yeah. I'm gonna get my friend round and he's gonna shove his fucking cock in your ass, you dirty fucking spunk bucket. I'll have him fucking come all over you. I'll have him fucking spunking in your fucking mouth, you little spunk bucket. And I'm going, no, I don't want this. You'll do as I fucking tell
you.
Did
you ring?
I didn't know you're still at Kev's mother's number. Oh yeah, okay. He's a Scottish lad. All right, that's fine. So anyway, I just ended up screaming down the phone, I'm not a spunk bucket, and just slammed it down. You can't talk to me like that. Fucking phone raped. And paid for it as well. Were you wanking through it? I was trying. Obviously, halfway I lost my edge. Yeah,
did you want afterwards? Or?
No, I cried, I think.
What was Rick saying?
Something about his furious fist.
Album, no, the album is sounding amazing.
Oh,
Fist
sorry.
Fury.
Rick Fury, Fist of Fury, bursting through your rectum this
week. Hip hop, baby!
Boosh!
Just finished a song featuring The Click.
I just did a little clicky song with them lads. It was mint.
It's good. Zeus is on
got
there.
Got Zeus on there. Got Chatterbox on there. I've got ADS on two tracks. I don't know how he managed that.
I'm recording.
But you want a song on that?
We're working on a couple at the minute as well, and that's all the chrome.
My head's down.
Also, the.
Don't drag me into that shit.
Literally.
This is ridiculous.
Can't say shit over here.
You idiot. The sub level nights have been going well. Thursdays at World Headquarters in Newcastle. Sub level two. And every month at World Headquarters.
Nice. Facebook it. Google
Deej,
it.
What you been doing? Video product. You're the big time producer now, aren't you? Man.
He was directing
and producing. You know.
Yeah. Tell him
what
about the video? What's it called? Where can they get it?
We did. You can get it on YouTube. Did we cut that shit?
Yeah.
Alright.
Don't reveal
you've
the magic.
You've given them all the info there, though. You can get it on YouTube.
Yeah, get it on YouTube. It's called The Streets.
Don't tell them what it's called. Yeah, we don't want to fucking...
Jody Bigfoot, you've got to give it up to him, you know what I mean? He did it. White Elephant...
Films.
Now. Aye, changed from...
W-E-F.
Aye. Big man in Japan. He's... repping over there now.
It'll be fucking
huge.
He's
gonna get with some gigs, man.
The Blokio in Tokyo.
Oh, that's a new one. Tell him, man.
Straight
up. Love that. He's produced a couple of tunes as well, so I'm gonna be on there.
Soul in Soul. Sorry, it's not as good. Sorry. It's
not. Right, These Streets, check it out. Video.
Scruffs, obviously, featuring Why Not, Ken Masters, and Rick Hughes, your very own. Yes, Scruffs.
Boom.
I mean, I've been doing other stuff, obviously. You don't want to hear about me with me charity work.
No,
you
haven't.
Are you
not
tuning on?
I think we've been banging on for bloody ages.
We have. So here we go. Gremmy DeMuke, off the Live Sessions album, out on Killamari Records. Yep. Go on the website, you can download that.
For free!
This is a tune we've played before that we love.
The original version.
The original version. It's called My Block. Run it!
Woo!
It's a sign of the times when finding time for designing a rhyme feels as tight as spending nine on the grind down in a mine. Coming home to a child whining in a pile of iron and trying to smile for the wife while keeping one eye on the rind frying. Meet Mrs. Cartwright, starts bar fights on dark night. Java, spark you with a half a lager, cause he's harder than your father. When he's round the back of Billy the Barber's and she's holding Barbara's chicken tikka masala. From the pits of the shipyard and back, northern chap kicking raps in me dad's wax barber mat and grandfather cap. Me kids eating Greg's, three reading the fizz while me youngest hands in me jacket pocket stealing me six. So I cashed in a piggy bank, ran down to the chippy ass for half a dozen bags of batter with batter and took them back. Fuck a plate, use your lap. You want pop, it's in a tap. Now your brother's aunt and deck are coming on, so shut your fucking traps.
Let me take you by the hands and lead you through the streets of my town. And I'll show you take you by the hand, lead you through the streets of my town. I'll show you.
I'm holding it down, northern and proud, drinking more than allowed. Woke up to an empty fridge and stuck a straw in the clouds. Doing in a 2 more hours, mortal falling around. It's a sort of a town where even a bottled water is brown. I got a red brick bed and a cobbled stone carpet. Me ma gets her after dark down the Sunday market. The lightly lads down the quay in Big Market get pissed, think the heart starch it and get starfish. Blood up, yeah, you see, water is water. It's chava, not chava. And if you're divinite and gun and ask your father, there's madness in them council estates. But wearing your baggy trousers in the middle of the street is just jousting with fate. I'm hottest when I'm dropping the rain. You let off steam, I get annoyed and cause the fog and the time. Cause see, I've got plans for making it big for the sake of my kids. So I'll do a Fathers for Justice and take this shit to the bridge.
Let me take you by the hands and lead you through the streets of my town. Let me take you by the hand, lead you through the streets of my town. I'll show you.
See up yeah, it's all about football in a back lane. All day I dream about sport clothing and going to Spain. Daughters are beauty therapists, sons are all footballers. Sunday mornings, grassroots fathers barking the orders. Got hitched in me tune top with Big Al on the back at the registry office and at the reception back at the flat. Now we're back at wars, Nana, that's Morrison's Battenborg. I'm so glad they granted Stephen a day release from the ward. Santa Claus brings drafty floors, snow in the rain. The kids sleeping close at the door, complaining of lower back pain. There's holes in both my plimsolls and leaks in the soles. The orange fell out on my socks and now I'm eating the coal. My dad took us down to make me mark at St. James's Park. Forgot the bike lock and the copper pod for the change to park. Forget your two sticks, fuck Flint and the slate. I'm getting my mates to update, cause Windows 98, we think it's great.
Let me take you by the hands and lead us in the streets of my town. I'll show you things that make you change your mind. Let me take you by the hand and lead us in the streets of my town. I'll show you things that make you change your mind.
Well,
there we go, Grammy DeMuke live there with James Dillon and Ian Pickett.
Aye, aye, big up to them.
I presume they're like the two fellas playing the guitar and singing the chorus and that.
Nothing gets past you, does it?
Well, you know, and I'm on the ball. I'm on the ball.
Spell it out for the listeners, though.
He's on the ball.
Talking of the listeners, we've gone interactive here. This is crazy. It's never been done before. What we've done is we've sent Little Rick Fury into the internet.
We've megabited him. Technology. We've bit his arse.
I think he's talking to people as we speak in the internet.
What now?
About this podcast.
He's like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix.
So, is he there?
Agent Smith. Agent Rick. It's Agent Rick.
I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Oh. Hello.
Make them noises up. We can hear you, Rick.
What's it like in there?
It's good, it's busy, it's this internet, it's this information streams whizzing around, it's mad, there's messages, there's loads of porn.
Whoa.
It's good.
Is it like The Matrix at all?
It's a bit like The Matrix.
No, fiber optics.
Is it anything like the remake of Tron, or is it like the original?
Nah, it's the more the original sort of.
That's what I like to hear.
So
what's being said in the internet there, Rick?
What's being said, right? I told them we're doing a podcast and I said what's going on. And we've got Connor Smith says, shout out to Connor Smith. So
selfish bastard. Shout out to Connor Smith.
There's some better stuff in there.
Shout out to Connor, man.
Louis Zico.
Look after number one.
Good big class. Up Louis Zico. He says big up Serenity Sound System.
Way aye, definitely Zico, man. What's the Novo cast? He's gone on that.
Oh, he was meant for Brazil, wasn't he?
He was free kick master.
Excellent.
We've got Smooth Jezza from The Click says, give a shout to yourselves, you deserve it.
Oh!
And The Click, repping Washi.
Did he mention me in particular?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Big up, Adlib, that's me.
Happy birthday, Jezza. It's his birthday.
Tomorrow, which is pretty much today, isn't it?
Happy birthday to you.
It'll be weeks ago when he listens to this, but...
And I'm out late.
What else with it? Arctic Sun Funk.
We're losing you, Rick. We're losing the signal.
No. Wait there.
Go on, pick it up.
Can you shut up? Shut up. Let's do some internet, man.
Right, how are they?
Right, King Fred says. King Fred from Keep the Faith says it's about. Yeah, him. He says it's about bloody time. We the people have withdrawal symptoms. Shout out back to school, Keep the Faith, New York to Newcastle CD launch. Well, I think we've already.
That's Fred.
We've discussed it.
We'll get to that, Fred. Alright, Chatterbox says big mail loads. Big up Chatterbox, obviously, who's playing his tune.
Did he know he was on? Did he?
What? He doesn't know he's on.
He doesn't. That's what sort of.
But he is.
It's very expensive to maintain this link live on the internet.
Chances are with Deej, Rick, Chatterbox, Scremmy DeMuke all being on Killamari, there was going to be something in the podcast.
This is a conspiracy.
Killamari,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Anyway, crack on, there's only a few more.
I don't want to spend too much time in here. It's crazy, I want to get out, man.
How are you, Rick? Stick in there, Rick. We'll get you back.
Callum and Eve says, shout out to the Heaven lads. Shout out to the Heaven lads. Boosh. Liam Andrew Gray says, rest in peace to Callan Weirs from Liam Gray. Nice one, mate.
R.I.P.
there. Mark Rogers says, do you know anyone who can get me a Skepta ticket? That's not really...
That's not relevant.
I don't think I do. But if I do, I'll sort it out. That's it for now. Can I come out of the internet?
Yeah, get yourself out of the internet. While you're crawling out, we're going to have your tune on.
Right,
Rick, it's
we'll beam you back.
It's a tune from You Call Me Sir. It's a little Northeast remix of a famous Americano tune. It's called Rob a Millionaire from You Call Me Sir from the Valley of the Broken Toys EP.
Big up Adlib because he's reading it off the sheet, but most of it's covered in Tweedle.
It is. I'm trying to.
It is.
I thought it was all right. Here we go. You Call Me Sir.
Easy.
Because we're robbing millionaires.
Smash the door down, snatch the diamonds off his whore hand, have a rant and tour round. Take a sip of his Henry IV Heritage cognac and put the rest in a bag. Smack him in the face if he gives us any flack with his clapped guitar. Listen to this song in his ultrasound headphones and his gold-plated iPod phone. Her chains in an envelope, cash my gold. Took the sealed copy of the Gospels of Henry the Lion in the fireplace. Force him to open the safe. Nick his car and his keys to open the gate. Set the camera so he can see me driving away. And laugh because I didn't give a fuck anyway.
Every time I close my eyes, I see his Rolex shining bright. In every city, everywhere I go, I swear the world better prepare. Cause we're all in the
end. His license plate, you see it, 5. I read the drawers, I don't want to waste time, but I take another sip of his French-based wine. His last spears coked off a beard, and there's a stash behind the blown china plates. Took his diamond-plated iPod and his Andy Bates kebab. I'm looking for anything that'll add to my stash. Took the bottle of Pedigree horse semen swat and start breeding. I don't feel my bank account exceeding, and it's not about colour or creed, it's just greed. Back at the flat, divvy in the loop, Mix picks the baseball bat and says, bud, you're a millionaire too. We should rob you. Confused and amused, whistling a different tune, walk up to an empty flat, and he took me last card too. Fucking twat.
Fucking twat, man.
I wanna rob a millionaire so fucking bad. Take his watch, his wallet and iPad. Be on the cover of overlooking racks as I drive away. Every time I close my eyes, I see his Rolex shining bright. In every city, everywhere I go, I swear the world better prepare. Cause we're robbing millionaires. Cause we're robbing millionaires.
It's an all new feature.
Another new feature now. Run the jingle.
This is the news from the Scruffs and the podcast you're listening to. This is the news.
You can't be serious. You've used that again. We haven't even adapted it.
It's a news feature. It's new. The news is new.
It's new news. So it's a new, it's a new feature.
Make a bloody
news. News
jingle.
Extra.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Bongers up.
It's a pity we didn't know people that made music.
I'll tell you what though, lads. I've missed this. Here we go.
Oh.
Bong.
World's hottest chili leaves 2 in hospital.
Bong.
Penguin spotted near Portsmouth.
Penguin.
Who?
Penguin. Who?
What, the Batman villain?
The Batman villain? Here we go. Bong.
Bong. Bong. Drunken Swiss man mistakes road into river for underground car park.
Sorry?
What? Sorry? Mistakes river for road.
See it again, you mong.
Bong.
Drunken Swiss man mistakes road into river for underground car park.
I still don't get it. What?
Right,
what is
go.
Going on
I'll
there?
Explain later.
Bong.
Doctor shoots hardcore porn film in Vatican Embassy.
Nice.
What?
Is there any more?
That happened. Usually the Vatican tries to cover that stuff up.
It does. It usually does quite a good job of it as well.
It really does.
It's not there. It's
some
not
of
their
the hardcore
company.
Fucking films they could have brought out.
Oh,
you can get them.
Oh, in the vaults.
You can't get
in the Vatican vaults.
Rick's looked.
But anyway, you know I was saying.
Choir Boy 3.
No, what?
Bong. Wrong.
Dong.
Up the fucking.
Wrong.
Kong.
Who's mentioning horses again?
Right.
Anyway, I was going to say, I've missed the bongs. And
I've missed
after,
this?
After that.
Just
I no, I'm, I haven't really.
Nah,
I'm already joking, but we've had better bongs and
I mean, we'll get together.
That's the best bongs in 6 months we could have had.
Sorry. Is that it? Is that all we've got? Is that news?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, wait, what should we talk about? The penguin, I reckon, penguins.
Well, did you see, have you seen the doc? Have you seen the Michael Jackson?
Have I seen the Michael Jackson
trial?
What's he done now? He's dead, isn't he?
The
doctor.
The doctor. I think they just need to give that fucker a medal and say, yeah, you got rid of a pedo. He did it on the choir.
He didn't? Big up.
That's not how it works, though, is it?
No, I don't think
you can't give an open signal to any nutter who thinks someone's bad to just, oh, kill them.
I mean, was Harold Shipman really wrong?
The guy out of Neighbours? All back to the vat again.
Anyway, crack on. Doesn't matter.
Day trippers on South Sea Beach near Portsmouth were astonished to see what appeared to be a lost penguin frolicking in the shallows.
Frolicking?
Frolicking.
You
frolicking if you want
lots. Was he on his own?
Happy Feet. Penguin. He's been nicknamed Happy Feet.
Right.
Frolicking about.
I bet he has.
He's a proper mate of the
flippers
gay.
Don't do.
What's he crack?
this is rubbish, this, isn't it?
Is it shit? What, that's it?
Well, no, the penguins seen in Portsmouth, that's the
then what happened?
Disgust.
Yeah, but it's not like, oh, funny.
Police were a call to the scene where they shot it dead.
And the headlines has got to be... I think I suggested a while ago we should make our own bloody... I mean, we could make a better...
But you didn't? So,
oh, that's right.
Then
we didn't even come
down.
Up with a new...
Shoot the news hound down.
What's that?
Sorry.
Like
talking of news hounds, have you done another interview?
Yes.
It's an exclusive new feature called ADS Interviews.
Series 2,
that's new. Yeah.
Brand new.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So, what, is there any other headlines that anyone was interested in? The Vatican
what about,
sex?
Has anyone heard about the...
I'm sure it can be funny about Catholics and sort
we've
of child
that.
Rape and things.
We've
yeah, there we
that.
Go.
Yeah, about the echo.
Yeah, excellent.
Anyone heard about the dog advert?
Or saw it?
Nestle are making a dog advert.
Well, we haven't seen it then, no.
Well,
have they not made it yet?
What do you mean a dog I haven't seen it yet, but it's coming out.
Oh,
and the views, there's no like stuffing for humans.
There's no stuffing for humans.
What? There's frequencies.
An advert for dogs.
There's frequencies in the advert that appeal to the dog and tell the dog to eat this. But they don't go shopping.
Nestle?
Yeah.
Just
coffee?
No, they make all kinds
they're
of
just going.
Well, they've raped Africa and all sorts.
So humans won't understand
yeah.
it, it's just going to be gibberish, but dogs will be like, oh.
And
right.
then the dog, you'll see a dog popping out in the car going to Asda. Oh, what the fuck?
Right. And you'll see him going crazy at the screen and go, oh, he's got to have some of that.
Yeah.
When I hear that, I have a horrible feeling that's life's going to come back. You know what I mean?
Sausages. Right.
Morrison's. It depends what the advert's about.
If anyone
Morrison's,
wants...
it's going to have to be like a... Horrison's or...
DJ's available for voiceover work. If any companies out there want, he's got a vast array. Do your, what's he called?
Liam Neeson.
Do your Liam Neeson.
All right, that's poorly set up. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
God, it's like a Rob Brydon interview with this.
What a load of shit. Play a tune. No, stay a fucking tune.
There we go. It's going to be Seuss. No, I'm with you, kidda. We played Seuss before a battle song, like a battle scene that he did, didn't we, when he was...
Aye. Don't Flop.
Aye, Don't Flop. Aye.
He's got another one on there at the minute. He has. Innuendo. And he's also up for Best Battler and Best Battle.
He's ripping it up at the minute. Always representing Newcastle.
Log on, search Don't Flop Battles and vote for Zeus and check him out.
Good lad. Yeah. He has his new tune, Hell on Earth, off the Prototype EP. Zeus!
Yeah, baby!
What's your name?
Satan. So let's party like it's 2012, and we know that we're all gonna get sent to hell. What if heaven fell? What if I really know the answer but I never tell? Here come the decibels. So let's commence the craziness and say a rest in peace to making sense. It's up to me to pave the way again. So I leave the life to Satan led. See your life through a hole in a bayonet, running all the underworld and I'm not even breathing sweat. I no longer feel the taste of death, cause I've been down here so long I should probably stop paying rent. I'm a space cadet, firing my laser. Life's a bitch and I'm trying not a raper. When are we ever gonna tire of the chambers and get a life and start flying off the chain? Yeah.
This ain't no place for no hero.
This ain't no place for a hero.
This ain't no place for no better man.
This is hell on earth.
This ain't no place for no hero.
Nah, nah.
Call home.
Nah, nah.
Call home.
Nah, nah. Hell is empty. All of the devils are here. But I don't know why you thought we should let it be fear. I put my foot down like I was revving a gear. Like to hell with heaven, it'll never appear. So we raised it, but now we raise this like it was a raised fist. Stayed this way since age 6, and I think that I ran out of patience. So I thought I should crack out the matrix. Fuck the norm, and then when you come before me you'll have to fight through a thunderstorm. So join the dark side, put a little light in your life, cause you might be alright if you fight for your rights. So let go and let's go. Remember that if hell falls, it would make us stronger like a self-growth expo. This is more underground than the metro. Are they gonna be remembered? Hell no.
This ain't no place for no hero.
This ain't no place for a hero.
This ain't no place for no better man.
This is hell on earth.
This ain't no place for no hero.
Nah, nah.
Call home.
Nah, nah.
Call home.
Nah, nah.
Every time I close my
eyes like gems, you white like girls, we die like men. Gates are built but the skulls are down. And anyone that's ever held a gun in his hand, waiting here, become what they plan. And the fools up above think they've done what they can. In the shallows, the slings and arrows are being prepared, and we bring the gallows to a place near you. You will hear me too, but don't blame me, blame Hades, Zeus, and maybe Zeus. But might you be regretting it? Think this is bad, but I'm a good with extra shit. You really don't want to even know what the message is. You're in the ninth circle, be tentative. Do you get it yet? Magma is shaping the home that is known as the labyrinth. Satan is shown on the throne, hear the rattling chains of the tortured souls, and all that they can say is, what the hell?
Well, banger there.
There we go.
It's an effing banger, and
it's
good.
That.
Well, talking about the innuendo battle.
Check it out, YouTube, Don't Flop, Zeus v Innuendo.
Me and Rick were talking earlier about obesity being made socially unacceptable.
Yeah, I think it has. We saw some fat people.
Like, really, and Rick confessed that he feels really awful, and I kind of agreed that sometimes it makes me annoyed a little bit, and that's how it's becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it being talked about on the radio and saying, well, it should be, you know, like drink driving should be made, but like smoking's becoming obviously not completely. They make too much money, don't they, off the tab, so.
But how do you determine it? You can't be like, being fat is bad, like.
Exactly. Well, you can't point at them and go, "Oh, you make me sick." What they came up with anyway on the radio was tutting.
That's honestly what they said. Tutting.
So there's a couple of fatties just walking along, minding their own. Well, probably eating, but just taking care of their business.
Was
this
like a BBC right? Public service announcement?
It was BBC.
Fatties are on the loose. If you see them, tut at them.
It genuinely was.
It's all we
BBC.
Can do, but by God, it'll work.
So I just see them walking past, and all you hear is.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I think if you're happy, you just go for it.
Then again, you've got that going on, but David Cameron's going on, we need to tighten my belts. And
literally.
Yeah.
Not them fans.
That's it. Where it's all part of the conspiracy that man, against obesity.
That man, he's got a fortune of like 28 million or something.
Right.
And he was still claiming benefits for his disabled child.
Who, David Cameron?
Yeah. Who we, let's face it, he only wheels out when there's an election.
I'm scared.
You never hear him. You never hear about the disabled child unless there's an election. Then he wheels him out. But having a fortune that much and then still claiming disability for your child.
But you're entitled to it. It is a bit fucked up.
Hang on.
Well, 28 million, you're entitled to...
If you're disabled, you're entitled to DLA, yeah.
But I've figured it out.
Driving without a licence.
I've figured it out. We'll find out if these people are actually, you know, fraudulently claiming.
Just for being fat. I can't wait.
Anyway, is there not some amazing events coming up?
There's loads coming up, you know. It's October 19th, Oxjam. The 20th, we're going to be at the Metro Centre doing a promo thing with the Bad Taste crew. There's going to be some qualifying competitions. I'm going to be hosting. ADS here's DJing. Going to be
Just Jam International. Just Jam. Coming up, and that's
when's that?
That's on the 20th of October.
Have we not got a gig at Metro Centre on that same day?
Well, that night, if you get yourself back down to the Head of Steam,
all right.
There's the sub level thing on, isn't
the
20th. This is all on the 20th.
That's one of those bits.
Sub level two. So 19th to 20th of October. Yeah. Put it in your diary.
Actually, this is my mum's birthday.
Today?
Big up my mother.
No, the 20th of October.
20th of October.
So anyway, I'm bringing that to the Metro Centre. Bring him along.
Big Jude.
Hey Jude. Oh, don't get started. On the 21st, the very next day, we've got Back to School at Barcolo, which is the Just Jam International warm-up thing. And so over the 22nd and the 23rd, that weekend at Dance City, it's going to be the Just Jam International B-Boy Championships.
It's all kicking off.
Always exciting time On the 29th, there's Back to School again, but this time it's going to be the New York and Newcastle album launch, which is also having a little pre-show warm-up in-store demonstration thing in RPM on High Bridge Street in Newcastle. And either Back to School is going to feature live sets from the likes of us, and also it's Barcolo's first birthday. So
a lot of information.
So
I keep the faith. Album launch. Barcolo first birthday. Back to School. Amazing.
Is that the Barcolo where promoting the New York and Newcastle?
It's going to be RPM first, and then at Barcolo.
I'm going to do
the official launch.
This is taking too long.
It is.
There's so much going on.
You've
got to get it all in. It's boring.
Very quickly.
Come and see it, and it'll be amazing and exciting.
But while we're still talking about events, can I big up the Tea Cake Girls? Laughing Tea Cakes.
Do it, you've done it.
Now they're going to come to me launch. I'm going to have a Rick Fury, Fist of Fury album launch. So that's going to happen.
And the Laughing Tea Cakes.
Check out Laughing Tea Cakes. It's just hot girls. They'll like come and be hot at the party and like let people bop gas, and then it's kind of mad.
Jesus.
Gets kind of crazy.
They're
from Shields, man. Where are you?
Picking up another girl's crew, because I heard the one mentioning us. Got to give it up to the
Girls on Top.
Girls on Top as well.
Which I love the name. I like to be a part of that.
That's how you tune on, lads. Let's go for Rex Regis featuring Baron Von Alias.
Cheeky Bastards.
Cheeky Bastards off the Faithful EP.
Faithful.
Yeah, we'll go.
Run it.
Rex Regis.
Yeah. Man in Japan.
Jory.
Saucy Bugger.
What is this random word time?
Cheeky Bastard, Saucy Bugger, I don't know, man.
Man in Japan.
He no, said that, random. He's just... How about that?
I'll rob, I'll steal, take the cappers off your wheels. I'll take you in the street if you're asking I'm for real. The answer's really simple, man, take a little lesson, man. I'm a cheeky bastard. Na 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 na. I'm a cheeky bastard. I'm the type to be running around setting fire alarms off, harassing ladies, touchy-feely, begging, take their bras off. Love getting wrong just so I can laugh my arse off. Yeah, come the busies, watch us run me little arse off. Full moon, get away, show me little arse off. My mam heard this, she probably tear me arse off. Stealing sonnies from the shop, I'll always rip his arse off. I cut above the rest, I think I better bloody take off. I'll rob, I'll steal, take the cappers off your wheels. I'll keg you in the street if you're asking I'm for real. The answer's really simple, man, take a little listen, man. I'm a cheeky bastard. Nah, 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 nah.
Bastard, a son of a bitch, fathering this far beyond what it takes. Like I'm raising your kids, striking your face with my blue lace. Like I'm onto Bruce Lee, cover you with yesterday's food on your toolkit. Cheeky beggars getting dazzled with me techers, pulling headbass for a tenner. Bet watches get a pregger. A leather is with effortless intelligence, perhaps. Nah, fuck it, I'ma suffocate myself and have a wank. I'm a lad from Seg Hill, ride rhymes with a quill, cry dying, but I couldn't find the time to keep still. I write parallel rhymes over parallel lines. If you're paralyzed, might as well propel you in the time. For the sake of all this trying to be nice, I might. I'm only in it for the lasses and I haven't had a slip. I do it for a laugh, man, I never even try. And just look what I've achieved, I see a tear in your eye.
I'll rob, I'll steal, take the cappers off your wheels. I'll keg you in the street if you're asking I'm for real. The answer's really simple, man, take a little listen, man. I'm a cheeky bastard.
Na 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 na.
Shock horror when I greet you and hold my middle finger up. Not giving granny seats, call the gravedigger up.
Excuse me?
I said I'm not giving you my seat, creating havoc on the street. Fuck the police on the beat, prefer a trick to a treat. Do my worst in the neat. I'm a demented psychopath, he's a diabolic freak. Yeah, mate, who's that hanging from the rafters? Baron and the Rex are what a pair of cheeky bastards. I'll rob, I'll steal, take the cappers off your wheels. I'll keg you in the street if you're asking I'm for real. The answer's really simple, man, take a little listen, man. I'm a cheeky bastard.
Nah, 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 nah.
Dan Rex Regis featuring Baron Von Alias.
Bit of a new cat on the scene.
I'm a cheeky bastard.
Just dropped that Faithful album.
Aye, everyone
tracks deep.
Listen to it, people. Some good tunes on there.
A lot of featuring artists as well.
There's a few videos coming out as well. Some pretty crazy shit. So
I heard he's got some little teasers, some little trailers on YouTube.
YouTube Rex Regis.
Have a little goosey gander. We've got a new feature coming up.
Series 2.
Is this new?
Drum roll.
Drum roll. Here we go.
Can I just say that an interview is only as good as the interviewee?
Before we start.
Just lower in there.
Right, expectations.
Who else have you offended?
Play. Who
is it? Hello, it's been a while. This is a pre-recorded interview from last week. So let's hear what happened when I hooked up with a Black Eyed Peas.
DJ A-D-S.
Interview.
Adam, talking about the management and the agent.
Adam, get in here.
Adam,
here he comes.
I'm coming.
He's scared.
Is he coming in here?
I'm not scared. What kind of a way is that to start an interview? Very professional. Do you want to do this or what?
Let's not close it. Let's start something new and use that energy from the end to start the beginning.
Okay, that sounds a bit like Charlie Sheen, but... So you've been traveling a lot. Have you picked up any culture along the way?
You know, I was in France.
France.
Ville, I was in France promoting the beginning, but there in France, they say, hey, Ville, on the beginning, on the Black Eyed Peas, you guys...
This is a bit racist. Could you just stop?
The chronological order is off, you know?
It's not right.
It's don't you join
beginnings
in
the end, but you guys do... The end and beginning. What?
Right? It's not funny.
You know.
It's no joke.
Stop doing the voice.
The last album was called The End. The END.
Right, that's fair.
The energy never dies. We anticipated that there was going to be a shift in culture.
Yeah.
And industries will collapse.
Whoa.
There's no record stores.
Well, there is.
You know, in countries, I don't speak Italian and stuff.
What?
Right? And I don't speak German, right?
What's that going to do with it? I don't see where you're going with this.
So, yeah, it was big to play the World Cup.
Bragging.
But America is like football. It's like an unofficial American holiday. You drive down the street on Super Bowl Sunday, ain't nobody in their streets.
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw your performance at the Super Bowl. Is there a word for when you... sick in your mouth a little bit? I don't know if there is. Anyway, what have you got any fun Super Bowl memories that you can share with us?
Just like dress up, paint my face, like what? Because I remember Snoop Dogg and him.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I gangbang on Snoop Dogg.
What? You done what?
It was the Seahawks. It was the Seahawks versus the Steelers, and I gangbanged them. I was like, "Oh, what up, Seahawks?" Right?
It's the most horrible thing I've ever heard.
It's no joke. These guys now with technology, you know, with the beginning, it's kind of going.
What kind of technology?
From the end of an era to a new beginning.
Gangbang technology.
And this new era. I can go from room to room. You know, party hop.
So you're doing it as well?
I'd say I love that one. Put me on.
Oh.
I'll let you know. No, I've got some big plans.
Bet you have. This is a whole different side of the Black Eyed Peas that I didn't know about. Can we lighten the mood a little bit with some?
So I was in Ibiza, right?
And
I was DJing in Ibiza.
What's wrong with you?
And I was like, what can I do that people aren't expecting?
Oh yeah.
So
right.
I flipped. You know, I'm really, you know, I had a bad week. Actually, I had a bad month. You know, I had a bad year. You know,
what, you just told everyone that?
I don't want to be this depressed anymore. So I want to go out. I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. I'm gonna go out and, you know, live it up.
Brilliant. I understand you've got a little gift for me. Yeah, so
that 14 karat plastic.
Cheers. Thanks a lot. That's brilliant.
Oh, thanks for having us.
No problem.
It's no joke.
Thanks to the Black Eyed Peas. That's been another ADS Interviews. See you next time.
Wow. That was me.
Whoa.
DJ, how are you?
Fucking hell.
Back in the game.
Oh, won it.
But on, man, we're back in.
I think I've broken down a few stereotypes.
Right.
About the Black Eyed Peas.
I think we are. I am is key.
We I am.
We.
What?
Will.
That's alright. Why do you think he's gay?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd like he's flirting.
To introduce a very special friend of mine, Mr. Will. I am.
Is that Cheryl Cole in the room then?
Well, yeah, there we go.
Oh, thanks for popping in, Cheryl.
She's popped in and she's popped back out.
I wish she did.
She's a well-known fag.
She's my age, Cheryl Cole.
She's a fag.
She looks a lot better than you.
Cal Calhoun is cousin.
Aye.
Cal,
aye. The Graffy Cal.
Big up Cal Calhoun, aka Calzilla, aka Call of Duty 4.
Aka too many fucking calories. Tut, Cal. Tut.
Simon.
Sorry.
What we're doing? I've got another song for the
good
people.
Of course, I've got a fucking another song. Three Kings High.
Oh, this is the one reason I come back to do this, to play this song.
Is this the last song?
This is the last song.
Hearing this tune reminds us of when we were down in Bristol.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago. Me and Rick went down to Bristol, did a live Rick Fury show.
Yeah.
And Three Kings High run as well.
Mint.
And it was really good. You can check out their new video as well. It's called Don't Tell Me Lies.
Tell Him Lies.
Don't tell me lies.
But this here right now that you're going to listen to in your ears is called Carry the Fire. Three Kings High, Chatterbox out of Dialect, Sam Otis, and some other guy on the guitar who I forgot. But it's all good.
Killing it anyway, the band there.
I heard this song and I was
singing,
like, yeah.
They've got it going on. The drummer, obviously, you've got to give respect.
There's a drummer, it's a band. They're like brilliant.
It's pretty much a band.
When I first heard this, I was like, oh, Joe, this. Heard that their fire tune, it's mint, it's about me, innit? And he was like, nah, not at all.
Says he's got kids.
People last me.
I know, but the bits, I think it was inspired
me.
By
obviously
me.
It's used poetic license.
Inspired by me, yeah, it could be about you as well. But anyway, have a listen.
People last. Do you think that's about you? And I said, I don't think so, I wouldn't be that big.
Have people said that?
Also, big up Shrewtown.
Oh, tell us that.
Big up Shrewsbury. Shrew, woo!
Shrew.
Oi, oi.
Hi, carry the fire,
Bristol.
I know this guy back home.
dope on a microphone. Never leaves his flat, he sits and scribes his poems at night alone. He put his whole soul in every line he's wrote. Put a few tunes out, waiting for his time to blow. He'd do shows for free, getting his name about. Dropped out of school to pursue the fame and pounds. Praised by his mates and acclaimed by the crowds. He's 25, got a baby in a waging house. And that chance that he chased never came around. The scene's changed, new names and favorite sounds. And that thing like a flame that once made them proud is now a constant reminder of a dream that faded out. What? I'm gonna get that feeling. No, I don't wanna just let that slide. Don't want that gonna heal it. Cause don't want that bubble inside. Got it for a minute, now I'm pushing to the limit. Driven to the finish, never just give up and die. In it for the thrill of it and didn't get a feel of it. I feel it in the pit if it never subsides. I know this guy back home, dope on a microphone. Never leaves his flat, he sits and scribes his poems at night alone. He put his whole soul in every line he's wrote. Put an album out, what you know, it's his time to blow. Coast to coast, pay the boat, blow the dough. For shows, wife's lonely, missing his only son, bro. Slave to the label, got to make them pounds. Now it's 12 months later and the sales are down. And the marketing team wanna change the sound. Target the teens, dumb it down, and there's no way out. And that thing like a flame that once made them proud is now a constant reminder of a dream that faded out. What? I'm gonna get that feeling. No, I don't wanna just let that slide. Don't want that I'm gonna heal it. Cause don't want that bubble inside. Gonna for a minute. Finish ever, just give up and die. In it for the thrill of it and didn't get a fill of it. I feel it in the
fire. Are you carrying that fire, fire? Are you carrying that fire, fire? Are you carrying that fire, fire? Are you carrying that fire, fire?
I know this guy back home, dope on a microphone. Never leaves his flat, he sits and scribes his poems at night alone. He's put his whole soul in every line he's wrote. Self-made man, he's not waiting for his time to blow. He pressed an album, always made times for shows. And 905 coincides with spotlight persona. He keeps it humble and the pay's not great. But can it grumble, cause he does what he loves on a low wage. And the fans buzz as much as when he first come out. The scene's changed with him as he changed his sound. And that thing like a flame that still makes him proud is now a constant reminder of a dream he chased and found.
What?
I'm gonna get that feeling.
No,
I don't wanna just let that slide.
Don't
want that I'm gonna heal it.
Cause
don't want that bubble inside. Done it for a minute, now I'm pushing to the limit. Driven to the finish, never just give up and die. In it for the thrill of it and didn't get a feel of it. I feel it in the
pit. Are you carrying that fire, fire? Are you carrying that fire, fire? Are you carrying that fire, fire? Are you carrying that fire, fire?
Fantastic.
It is.
And seeing it live as well.
Fire, fire.
Right. Oh, kind of wait till he comes to the tune. I asked him that yesterday on Facebook.
Were you not saying there was a good...
down and he's just waiting for that fee to pop up where he can afford the
afford to get the band down.
Bus fare down here.
You need to get the band back together. What were you saying? There was a God. You were saying there was a good film or something like that. That phrase is from Carry the Fire or something. And you were saying.
Oh, I didn't say it was good.
Oh, right, sure.
Yes, but I think it's The Eagle. I think it's called The Eagle, and I think it's sort of Roman-occupied Britain, you know, back in the day. And it's about a disgraced family who lost Roman family, and they lost this eagle that they carried, an eagle's head they carried on a staff made of gold.
All right.
And then Tony lost it, and then it descended like a son of it down, and then you know what it is, and the famous puncture tale still stands.
I've started my own podcast. I'm still recounting that story.
It's a cult, not just recounting a shit film that you didn't even like yourself.
Well, let's face it, it might have been a decent film, but it was a shit recount.
Well, either way, I think you'll find the shitness in there.
Maybe that film was quite
anyway,
good.
I think hopefully by now Rick should be established in the Matrix.
I just quickly wanted to say though, watch I'm Still Here. It's the, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. It's like Jake Quinn or Joaquin Phoenix. If you haven't seen it, it's amazing. He should have had the Oscar for that. Like,
is it a real breakdown or is it?
Just
real?
Watch it and we'll talk about it after you have all watched it.
It's already been out. This conclusion's been drawn.
It is, but even knowing it's a hoax, it's amazing, and he should have had the Oscar for it. It's fitting. You should watch it anyway. Is Rick? Oh, we got him shoved down
Rick?
That.
Rick,
Ethernet cable.
Are you there?
I was shoved him down the Ethernet.
Can you hear us, Rick?
How's your dongle?
Hello.
How's your hard drive,
Rick?
I'm good. What?
Are you sick in the head?
Yeah, nah. I am.
Would you eat shit off two slices of bread?
No, he'd spread it.
Oh, he'd spread shit on two slices
never
of
said
bread.
Yeah. Eat it. He's not that mental. No,
he's not a lunatic.
Sorry, Rick. I presumed if you'd spread it, you would have ate it.
Well,
that's how.
Never assume.
That's how sick in the head Rick is.
What's the word on the internet, Rick?
Yeah.
Internet time for you and me.
Oh, he's got a jingle. Internet time.
Yeah.
Tron.
We can't hear you very well, Rick. You're breaking up. Can you?
I don't know if you can hear us or not.
Rick.
Look, right.
Surface.
Let's see what we've got. What we've got.
No surfers.
No surfers.
No web surfers.
Can you do it any faster at all?
Do you want to hear or not?
Yep.
Right, we've got a shout out to the Heaven lads again. I've already said that.
Heaven in the house.
I think that's popped up again.
Don't read them twice.
Big shout to South Tyneside, especially Heaven. Sorry, but that's what it says.
Oh, God.
Heaven.
Is it all Heaven?
It's like a
Heaven cast.
Honestly,
Heaven
the cast.
Whole world.
Shout out.
The whole world. Yeah, fucking disposable.
Is there a heaven for a gangster? Gangster.
Shout out to the Sutton crew.
Sutton Trust.
Smithy. Sutton Trust.
Keep it up, lads.
Represent till you die. Gaz Cruikshank says, cheer, church, preach, tabernacle. Joel Damien Haggerty. Love Joel Damien Haggerty.
Now we do Maxwell Onions.
AKA Maxwell Onions from the Vortec clan.
The Geordie ODB.
He says, season 2, True Bloods.
Is he just bigging up True Bloods?
Paul Sigo Sigary says, shout out to Sigo in Australia.
Yes, big up Sigo, that's
big
what I'm talking about.
Big up Sigo.
Sigmeister.
International Connect, big up anyone listening.
And Chris Hunt says, yay, something to listen to at work.
C. Hunt.
Boosh. C. Hunt, that's him, Mr. Chunt.
Let's hear what he works at. What does he work at?
Let's hear what he works at.
He works at Gibraltar, he's promoting that, he helps us out, he does loads of stuff for us.
Big up yourself.
Strange, I've never had a gig there.
No, he wants to get over though.
Does he? Let's go.
Let's do it.
Come on. Rocky.
Right, we're going to have to bring you back in.
Suckers back out.
It's dangerous having you out there for too long, so.
And tell them now I'm over the age to smuggle us in for an 1830s.
If anybody wants to leave any comments for the next podcast, go to the Scruffs group on Facebook. If you're not already a member, just ask to be added and I'll add you. And then I hoist some comments down and we'll hoist them in the next podcast. Let me know what you think.
You can also email message@scruffs.com, S-K-R-U-F-Z.
Any stories you want to tell her? I know Deej wants to hear, especially from anybody who's got any comments on whether the fact Urukais and orcs are gay due to their obsession with
man flesh.
Man flesh, is that it? Right, yes, okay. So let me know what your thoughts are, especially on that.
Thank you. And as always, we do this show because we're like introduce all the Northeast talent, and there is a lot out there.
Not us particularly, but there is. So.
We're not even going there, you know what I mean? And we're just bringing the talent through as it is. And it's always there. It's lovely.
It is. Big up Newcastle. Oh. I hope everybody outside Newcastle appreciates it. Or if you are from Newcastle and you're living outside Newcastle, you feel a little bit closer to home.
Hey.
Cheesy
chilling
bastard.
With the boys. You that's what people say, man. It's real.
Right.
I can only expect where they live now is absolutely terrible.
So thanks for listening. Anyway, I've been Adlib.
I've been Deej.
I've been bored.
And I've been fucking mint as always. Wrecked off the cowies. Come on.
Bye. Yeah, we'll go. Right, cheers. See you next time. Peace.
Peace.
Do one.
Get a life. How's that? We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Hey.
Crack out the smack.